Yeah.
Is that what the orange alert is?
Yeah, it tells you if they're injured.
Yeah. I like when they do percentage chance of playing. I don't get how they work that out. It's like thigh injury, 50% chance.
It's just always like 75% chance. Yeah. Whatever's just happened to them. Like, they've gone off on a stretch.
Yeah, Wan-Bissaka's been 75% chance of playing for a long time. He's definitely playing next game, though, because that guy was shit.
All right, should we do this? All right.
He's actually quite nice, this Chris.
Yeah, I like
him. Leicester beat Newcastle 5-0 in their best ever Premier League win. Manchester United draw with Arsenal, meaning this is their worst ever Premier League start. And Frank finally gets his first ever home win as Chelsea boss. This is in airplane repair.
Those all could have been quiz questions.
Oh, I didn't even have any banter. I couldn't think of a banterous. I normally have a banterous one at the end, but the banter's not flowing.
The banter is just
sincere.
You're listening to In Airplane Repair, the most sincere, unprofessional, and uncensored football podcast available anywhere in the month of. It is now October, so welcome. To October, and to welcome us into the month of October and all the football that it may bring. What is your expertise now?
Well, I'm not sure, but I was thinking I could take Jasper's managerial role because I'm taking year 7.
And our manager expert who currently manages a school year seven team.
This is Jasper's old team as well.
No,
is it?
Well, they will be year 9s now, Luke.
No, yeah, but it's a busy
transfer
period every
summer.
Before we introduce our other host, like, how do you feel about filling such big shoes?
Well, I mean, they're big shoes to fill, you know. Yeah. But I think also it's a slight problem because we've got a 9-a-side match coming up, and at the most we've had 6 players turn up.
What?
So it's going to be hard to pick a team from there.
You can just go on and fill in. Player manager.
Yeah, I should.
And our resident football beautician expert, Otto_Wolf, is here. Welcome to the pod.
Hi.
Have you got any managerial expertise?
I don't think so. No, I would say in my weekly kickabouts, I'm one of the more experienced.
Okay.
I sometimes say, slow it down.
And somebody who definitely doesn't need to know, who would know when to slow down if he did, is our fan off the road, Luke Stamper. Welcome back.
Good to be back.
How have you played any football recently?
Yep, we had a very bad start to the season, but we won our game last weekend, so all is well.
Okay, well, all
is... That's the cup, and we're going all the way in the cup. Okay. Maybe in several years it becomes a cup where you can play good teams.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you...
Does your team qualify... Can you qualify for the FA Cup?
That must have happened a while
back. I think all teams can qualify for the FA Cup.
Can.
But this qualifies back in, like, July, if you're bad enough.
Are you bad enough?
This might be qualifying for some cup like that, like, several years down the line.
I think that'd be a really good poster, like a pyramid of the FA Cup.
Mm.
If you tweet us, @PilotPundits, do you think that'd be a really good poster?
It's weird how so many times we ask people to tweet them.
I know.
And then we've never gotten a single tweet.
So, Leicester are a very good team. They beat Newcastle, who are a very bad team, 5-0. They're now third in the table, and actually third since Brendan took charge
at the
end of February last year. Darren Fletcher says they could quite easily finish in the top four. Johnny, is it going to be quite easy for Leicester?
Nothing's easy in the Premier League, as we know. But I think they can do it. Because also, Arsenal, Chelsea, Tottenham, all looking like the end of all of them.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, let's get a new top four game with Leicester in there.
Yeah.
That's crazy. We need to look at their previous fixtures.
As in, have they had an easy time?
Yeah.
I don't think
they have.
They lose to Liverpool, but
I think they've got quite an easy time coming up.
But
I think they've had some tough games already.
But can you have a hard,
they've got
an easy 6 months in the Premier League? Do you know what I mean?
So, 6 months, I guess that's an amount.
They've played like Tottenham,
Liverpool, they lost Liverpool, but they played well.
Because it's weird. Because some of it you can account for the new manager effect, but then that's pretty crazy afterwards.
But then also, is Brendan just a really good manager?
I think
because Celtic kind of historic levels of good.
Yeah, but
Liverpool could have won the league.
Yeah, they could have. Don't talk about it.
Don't talk about it, but, you know, maybe he is actually just quite good.
Standing.
I guess he is quite good. They're quite solid defensively too, I would say.
Yeah.
Luke, anyone stick out in the Leicester's team for you?
I'm going to be honest, I didn't see the 5-0 win. Jamie Vardy is still doing well. Had a period of not doing as well, and now, because I think... since Brendan Rodgers took charge, he's the top scorer in the Premier League.
That could be true.
I think that sounds like
a stat that
cannot confirm with
that. But he's like, if you think about the Jamie Vardy pace-o-meter, it's not got any worse, has it?
What are you talking about? Pace-o-meter?
No, I mean, we got the Kane pace-o-meter.
Vardy's not the expert on how many yards off or on the pace people are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been keeping a close eye on his pace, and it's been around.
Yeah, it's big pace.
But he's evolved a bit since the time when they won the league, and he now actually does a bit more build up play and he's not just a goal scorer. He does a lot more in the team.
Like what?
Assists.
Ah, okay.
Hold up play. Stretching the defence, that kind of stuff.
Madison, I think, is fantastic.
Yeah.
And there's that really fast guy who they got from
Pereira?
The Welsh guy. Oh. I think he's Welsh.
Well, I tell you what, we will definitely come to this Welsh man because I've got a little game for us to play.
Yeah, they have played some hard teams because they beat Tottenham, they drew with they lost to Man United, and they drew with Chelsea. So they have played some hard teams. They haven't played the ones where you definitely lose.
Luke, Newcastle rolled over for them. What's going on with Newcastle? They're going down, aren't they?
I'll be afraid really that I didn't question. See the game, but okay. They absolutely rolled over for them. And they're in big trouble. All the way down. Not just this season, the next season.
The double dip.
Relegation.
Joining Sunderland, the big
Sunderland,
one.
Yeah.
No, Sunderland are going up this season.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they're actually, Newcastle and Sunderland swapping places. The fans in that period of the world, oh my word.
Maybe if you did so bad, you should be relegated to League One. Well, if you've got
points. Like Inter Milan or Juventus when they do all that cheating.
You could get an extra... I mean, it's already difficult enough, isn't it, going back to the championship?
That would be absolutely insane.
But you still get the parachute payment, so you're on League One.
Oh, yeah.
With, hundreds of millions.
By Rondon. Actually, they're missing Rondon. I don't know about your team, but I would say they're really missing him.
What team doesn't miss Rondon, you know?
I think they're also missing Rafa Benitez. I think that's the main thing they're missing. I think... because they got that red card really early on in the game.
That was bad.
And that was pretty... That was that crazy man, isn't it? Hayden, or whatever his name is. He'd gotten big. I think
he seemed to think it wasn't a red card.
It definitely was, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was a leg breaker. But he's a bit crazy.
It was a double leg breaker.
Yeah, it wasn't. He'll probably get free match ban for that.
But you know, credit to Leicester, because it can sometimes be harder for the team with the extra man.
As FIFA tells us every time.
Luke,
is that why you're only going to have six players, Johnny? Because sometimes it's five against six players.
Rather than nine, yeah.
It just feels like Newcastle, at least last season they could defend.
Mm. Yeah.
And now they can't even defend or attack or anything.
Do they still have that really good French guy in defence, Lascelles?
I think so. But they've also lost Perez.
Yeah, they have.
We'll get on to him. In fact, let's play the Leicester City third place first team calculator. So it's quite an easy game. Basically, I'm just going to go through the Leicester City first team, and you will have to say whether this player that I name could walk into the first team of Arsenal, Chelsea, Man United, and Spurs. So you could choose. You could choose how you want to answer that question. So Luke, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah.
Casper, son of... Oh my God, what was his?
Peter.
Casper, son of Peter.
Casper Peterson. No. No, he couldn't walk into any of those teams.
Any of them?
What?
Any of them?
No, I feel like he could play for Arsenal.
What? Yeah.
Oh, so it's not... Okay, walk into any... Well, walk is quite a strong...
Okay.
The way he worded it was...
All right, okay.
That he had to walk into...
Run!
Maybe he'd probably find a spot for him in one of those teams.
Which? Oh, no, he wouldn't.
Maybe.
Leno's good.
I think Schmeichel's pretty
good. Leno might be good.
Well, Schmeichel isn't that good.
I think he's pretty solid.
His kicking's not that good.
He does a really good, like, away!
That is what you need a goalie to do. Yeah. He was at the game with his dad last night at Old Trafford.
Was he?
Yeah.
Or is he a Man United fan?
I don't know. I guess his dad.
I guess his dad is.
Yeah. It's probably like, do we have to go, Dad?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for that.
I'd be a Man United fan if my dad
was a Man United legend.
hang on a second. I just need to get my lineup back up. I know. Okay, Pereira, the right back. He's really good.
Would Arsenal, who they got? They got Maitland-Niles, who I actually rate, to be fair.
Would he be a squad rotation player, though?
Yeah. No. I feel like he would definitely challenge Maitland-Niles.
He's better than Maitland-Niles. He's sick. Man United. He scored a sick goal.
Yeah, I know he did. I know, but this is the issue with football punditry. They can't just react to them to the last game.
you can.
All right, then he'd walk into every team.
Okay,
Barcelona should sign him up.
All right,
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I'm not on the list.
There's a real debt.
A?
Not the word debt, opposite of debt.
Well, I mean, he could play for Man United. Who have Man United got right?
They've got Van Bissaka.
Absence of good
form. He's out at the moment.
No, Van Bissaka is actually 7th.
Tottenham need a right back.
Arsenal.
Tottenham need a right back. Okay, Johnny Evans. Johnny.
Is it as we have to say yes to everything?
Otherwise we lose the game.
Otherwise we just get abused until we say yes.
Okay, I'll stay quiet. Johnny Evans.
And your answer must be yes.
Thinking no.
Oh my god, how can you say that?
David Luiz could do with Johnny Evans next to him to shore things up.
Wait, David Luiz wouldn't be in the top.
Just think about Arsenal's current central defenders at the moment.
Get into all of them. Because, to be fair, who's good?
They've all got good.
Arsenal have got fucking David Luiz and Socrates.
Socrates,
in the back.
They're both quite good.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Remember, Man City wanted to buy Johnny Evans. I didn't think this game was going to turn out like this. I just thought you guys were going to be as enthusiastic as
I am. I just put him in the team.
I am enthusiastic about a lot of the players, but to say every single player before we get to
because who's Tottenham's? Tottenham's got some solid centre backs.
Yeah, they got Alderweireld and Vertonghen.
Best.
Chelsea, they got Zouma.
Top five.
Who have Chelsea got? Zouma and Christensen.
Oh, I think they could beat Chelsea.
Right. Now this new guy whose name you can't pronounce.
Yeah. What's his name?
Well, I'm just gonna.
It's like it's something like Mount.
So it's spelled Soyuncu.
Oh, Soliciana.
Soyuncini.
Soyuncu.
Wait, this is the guy who looks like Lord Farquaad.
Yes.
Who looks like what?
Lord Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad. Yeah.
I haven't. People have said various things about him.
Good things.
Good things, also, that he just looks a bit scary is what I really remember people saying.
Before you give your answer, let me just say that there have been rumours of Soyuncu to Man City in January.
Oh, he's strolling in there with those back fours. He will place both, they'll just play him in the centre at
maybe
the back.
Maybe he's too good for the third place.
Yeah.
I'd probably prefer him to Maguire. I think Maguire's shit.
I think we should speed this game up a little bit, so I'm going to stop talking. So Chilwell.
Right. Chilwell, am I allowed to consider? Or do I just have to say yes or no if we're speaking out?
No, I'm going to speed my end of the side up. Really, I'm just the question master.
I think Chilwell would definitely walk into Tottenham. Definitely walk into Arsenal. I think he'd walk into most of them.
Okay.
Chelsea have Alonso, who is quite good.
He is really good.
But he's also quite shit.
And they've got Emerson as well, who was keeping Alonso out for a bit.
Yeah.
They've got that.
He wouldn't walk into Chelsea. What was the other team?
Man United.
Luke Shaw's fat.
Wan-Bissaka.
He's a right back.
He's a right back.
He's playing both sides.
Man United could do with Chelsea. Okay. He's probably also got. He's going to have a green line with Maguire.
Wilfred Ndidi.
I think indeed he will get in. the thing, well, who's he up against?
I do rate Ndidi.
He's sick.
I mean,
but who is he up against? There's some solid midfielders.
Not in the Arsenal team.
Hey, yeah,
but, like, you got Pogba going.
Gendouzi.
But he's in, like, the kind of... Okay, fine.
It depends what system they're playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Tottenham could do with an Ndidi.
Mm.
I don't think Arsenal will utilise an Ndidi properly.
Let's put him in.
Okay. Luke Perez.
See, I would have thought so, but he's not actually been that good at the start of this season, have he? Mm. Although, he's very good at heading for someone who's not especially tall.
Mm.
Bit of a Falcao kind of character.
Mm.
Okay.
What does that
I don't think he'd walk into any of those teams. Maybe Manu could do them.
I don't even know who this guy is. Pray it. So,
well, Madison was injured, wasn't he?
Madison, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, but the thing is, you've got to remember, like, Son's going to be kicking around. Pogba's going to be kicking around.
Tottenham have enough players like that.
Harrison's going to be kicking around.
Arsenal could do with a Madison.
What about the guy they just got?
Yeah, but he's only on loan. He's been
a bit of shit as well.
He is quite good, but he's also not that good.
Saka's good. That guy, Saka, for Arsenal. Yuri Tielemans.
I think he could find.
That's directed at you, Luke.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, he's in.
And then
I put Yuri Tielemans on my fantasy team because I thought he was really good, and he is good. But he gets a lot. He doesn't get many direct
it's
assists.
It's hard with midfielders.
He's an assist and assist, I think.
Also, why do they get bonus points? Because sometimes they just get 3 bonus points.
They have a way of calculating it. I don't really know. Because you can see a thing where it's like, has a number of points. Like, if you're like halfway through the match, you can be like, these players are expected to get the bonus points.
All
right. I don't really know how they calculate it.
Barnes.
I don't really know Barnes. How's he getting in Barnes?
He's the guy I was talking about.
Oh, he's really good.
They're really fast. He's really fast and really, like, direct. I do quite like him. He's kind of like Mount. I think he's quite good.
Yeah, okay.
He could definitely fit into that young Chelsea team.
Luke Vardy.
Yeah, he's in.
So,
every single one.
In summary, yes.
Vardy has... What did I say? I think Vardy has... Something about reaching a certain amount of goals quicker than Cristiano Ronaldo.
That is true.
Yeah, he's nearly there, I think.
In the same amount of games, like he's done it. In fewer games.
Yeah, like 13 fewer games than Cristiano Ronaldo.
Fair enough.
So, Vardy for Ballon d'Or?
Maybe. If Leicester...
Come third.
If Leicester do very well this season, you know, you could see some surprises.
Okay.
Do you think they're trying to build... You know how, like, the Premier League winning season, they just, like... Obviously, it was a complete fluke. Do you think they're now trying to actually build that up?
I don't know.
Because they're doing
pretty... That makes sense.
Because after they won the league, they made some very clever signings, and they did some very...
Yeah.
And then they knew they were good about it.
Brendan said he wasn't involved in the signings at all in the summer. He just said he just likes to manage the players, and he just gets the signings in.
They make good signings. Do they have a director of football or something?
They must do. Mm-hmm. I think all teams do nowadays. That's
apart from Man United.
Really? Yeah. Does the manager make all the signings?
No, but it's that guy.
It's just all bollocks.
He's the chairman, isn't he? So he doesn't appoint someone else.
Edward Woodward.
From my experience on Football Manager, I actually would prefer to not have to do the signings, because you just get, like, you just sign players based on too much on, like, how shit one player is doing at a time.
But you've got to have a shared vision.
And maybe the clue's in the name as well. Manager.
Yeah.
You manage.
I mean, sometimes you call them coach as well.
And then you coach.
And then you just coach.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, Henry Winter said Jorginho Wijnaldum could walk into any team in the world. Luke, do you agree with that statement?
Does he even always play for Liverpool?
Yeah.
Plays in the big games. Scored two.
He's been on my fantasy team this season and I've gotten 2 points every game.
Yeah. Any team in the world. Well, I don't know about Man City. You know?
Well, no, I think actually they really need him, because they're trying to make Gundogan poor as his can. I don't know, yeah.
I mean, he's really good.
You can't really... Yeah.
Well,
he is really good.
You can't really think of a team he wouldn't be able to walk into.
I guess maybe like Juventus.
Yeah, but like, are they doing that well?
Anyway, he got his goal at the weekend. Sheffield United 0, Liverpool 1. Johnny, did you watch that game?
I did.
Impressed by Sheffield United?
Yeah, I am most weeks, to be fair.
Yeah.
But I guess, well, it was kind of one of those ones, isn't it, where they're like, oh, sign of a good team and you play badly and win.
Yeah.
Which I guess is true.
Yeah. No, it's a sign of champions.
Sign of champions.
That's what they say.
I felt like it was, if they had scored the one-on-ones they normally score, it would have been a routine 3-0. Yeah,
but then equally, if they'd missed that one shot.
Didn't Sheffield United also have a fair few decent chances?
I always think there was really low shots on target, wasn't it? It wasn't like they had loads of chances.
Sheffield are a very well-organised team, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's kind of boring to watch, but also quite entertaining because obviously Liverpool are such great attackers, so it's quite amazing to see.
But they're not like Sheffield, they're not just
I don't think they're that boring. I think they're pretty...
They do go for it. They went for it.
Like, yeah, they try to win. Like, they're not like, obviously, they're not like...
Palace or Newcastle.
Yeah, it's not like Rafa. Yeah, but it's like... But it is still like, you kind of want to see Liverpool score like 8 goals. Kind of thing.
But it's not like they're not
it's
like.
It's boring because they don't let Liverpool score 8 goals.
They're not like Burnley.
Yeah, for the viewer, for the neutral.
I think they're better than most of the other teams, though.
Yeah, where are they in the league? Are they doing pretty well?
1 point behind Manchester United.
Well, I mean, so not that good.
So they are in 12th place. But they've had some tough games. They've had some tough games. Should we move on to Manchester United?
Yeah.
Man United 1, Arsenal 1. Luke, you watched the game.
Yeah, I did. I saw it every minute of it.
Give us your Roy Keane rant.
Diagnostics.
Oh, I don't have. Oh, yeah. Rashford didn't look very good. Really, he never looked. You know, he wasn't looking that great. And then, yeah, they did. I feel like. Obviously, Man U made a bit of a stupid mistake to concede. Mm. Apart from that, they weren't too bad defensively, but they didn't really have that much at the other end. You know, it was kind of all right through the midfield for much of the game, but then there was nobody just doing that last little thing, smashing it top bins, playing a nice little pass, beating a player.
Both teams were quite shit, weren't they?
Fairly similar for Arsenal, really. Like,
yeah, they were a bit shit.
They had, like, both teams had periods where they were alright for most of the pitch, but didn't really do anything up front.
And at least, like, the old Man United, or, like, the Mourinho Man United, you could bring on Fellaini.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, you can't even lump it up to Fellaini anymore. Or Lukaku.
I don't know if that's a bad thing, but I see what you're trying to say.
I mean, like, I know it's like a plan B, but...
It was just pretty bad. It felt like both teams... Well, like, Lingard is just quite shit.
Statistically so.
And just watching, I think...
Did Lingard actually play?
Yeah, he started.
Yeah.
Pardon me, but I watched the entire game.
Because he got subbed off for Mason Greenwood.
Oh yeah,
about
okay.
70 something minutes.
Yeah,
I think that was quite shit, and I don't know. It just feels like Pogba was not that great. And it just feels like if a few players, they need actually a bit of creativity, because Rashford doesn't provide any creativity. He just provides bangers. He didn't do any bangers.
I mean, like.
Because Arsenal, they aren't even that good. They've got Xhaka and Guendouzi.
Arsenal have conceded a lot of goals.
Yeah.
They've conceded...
Surely Man United have to sack Solskjaer sometime soon. It's their worst ever start.
It is their worst ever start. But it's quite... He doesn't really seem like... He has the kind of mentality... It feels a bit like when he's being interviewed that he's managing a smaller team.
Mm.
Like, he's very much kind of like, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, because they are the richest club, aren't they, still, I think.
Yeah. Arsenal have actually conceded 11 goals, which is...
Quite a lot.
Quite a lot.
That's like two a game.
Not as much as Watford.
Yeah. Well, they conceded 8 against
Man City. Okay. But still. God, it's just, it's like, they could quite easily just finish 7th.
Well, they need to get rid of him. They're like, they're not going to have a turnaround with Solskjaer in.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't think so. I think you need someone to, like, revitalise the squad.
Yeah.
Solskjaer obviously did it for his first 9 games or whatever.
Wait, so when you say revitalise, you mean, like, the morale of the current players?
Yeah, like get players like Pogba playing again.
Because
He obviously isn't playing very well.
Yeah, it's just like, who?
It's like when Scott McTominay is the most, like, promising forward threat. It's a bit...
I think he's quite good.
No, I do rate him, but it's like...
But he's not...
He's never going to be Paul.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah, it's just weird. Is he Scottish, McTominay?
Don't know.
I mean, his name's...
It's a very Scottish name.
But does
his first name's literally Scott.
I know. I don't think that's how it works.
Scott McTominay.
I don't think...
Maybe that's not his name, they just call him the Scott.
Because is he going to play for England? Is what I meant.
Just what we need.
Well, not if he's Scottish, I guess, but...
Yeah, but there's a lot of English people who play for Wales and Scotland.
Scott McTominay...
But yeah, I don't know. It was
he plays in the Scotland national team.
No, does he? But yeah, both Arsenal and Man United. Well,
Arsenal are fourth.
No, Arsenal. But that game, it felt like they were both very happy to take a draw. And it's like for Arsenal, it's more acceptable because it's away.
They also have a very poor away record against the top six. Haven't won 23 games.
And it feels like their team is about 8 years old.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just...
When Granit Xhaka is your captain, you know you have some issues.
No, but Granit Xhaka is, like, their main... Like over quite a few more experienced players. Like, he wants Granit Xhaka to be the captain.
Yeah, because they've just all gone. Because I don't even know who the captain was before.
Just Shawnee,
wasn't it? Oh, yeah. I guess he was there for a while. Check. Maybe Ramsey.
Yeah, Ramsey.
He's a big name.
He's doing well, Ramsey, I think.
Yeah, he's doing really well.
Is he?
Yeah. Sarri's changing his whole philosophy to fit Ramsey into the team.
Maybe. Oh, wow, that's good.
Do you remember when you guys poo-pooed my Ramsey prediction?
Wait, you said you've given up Sarri ball?
No.
It's a ball being Ramsey.
So when was this, sorry?
There was a podcast a while back where I was talking about how Juventus have a lot of debt, and then I was talking about how Ramsey... And you're like, Ramsey doesn't count.
I don't know.
Maybe, is the Italian league not that good?
Right back at you.
Well, Juventus aren't actually top of the league, so...
Well, then that doesn't sound like Ramsey's really helping them then.
Well,
they were top last season.
Well, no, because they weren't, because Ramsey wasn't starting at the beginning. Now they won the last 3 games that he started in.
And De Ligt isn't playing well, is he?
Yeah, De Ligt was playing shit.
Chiellini's injured, I think, so he's having to come in.
But also he's been made to play a different role and he's not doing well.
But it's only like left centre-back rather than right centre-back.
No, but it's not. That's
how I saw it.
No, it's like he's being made to be like a sweeper.
Oh, right.
Like behind the first defender.
Yeah.
But it's Antonio Conte and Lukaku and Sanchez on top of the league.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is Sanchez actually playing well?
Sanchez scored 2 goals and got sent off in the first half of his first game he started.
Wow! That's more than he ever did for Man
United. Making an impact.
Yeah.
Luke, Man City 3. No. Everton 1, Man City 3. You watched the game.
I did watch this game.
Everton unlucky to not get anything out of this game, or really not at all?
Probably not really. I think Man City could have scored a few more. But they missed a few chances. This is the thing, when you play fantasy football, you stop focusing on games properly. Because all I remember is Sterling just missing loads of opportunities to do things. So I feel like Man City could have scored a lot more. I mean, Sterling could have scored about 10 goals. I could be flying high right now.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, I don't think Everton were that unlucky.
They were quite good, and they were relatively good, Everton.
They kind of raised their game. Though. They've been really bad, haven't they? Look, let's just...
let's just...
So, they lost to Aston Villa on the first day.
No, not the first day.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's...
Then they beat Watford 1-0. Watford are the shittest team in the league.
Uh-huh.
They drew with Palace 0-0. Who were doing quite well, by the way, Palace. They lost... Why is it the other way around? They beat Wolves, but Europa League curse. They got beaten by Bournemouth. They got beaten by Sheffield United. And they got beaten by Manchester City.
Yeah, they're not doing very well. Where are they in the league?
Somehow, only 15th in the league.
That's, I think that's testament to Watford, isn't it? Watford and
Wolves. It's really weird, because I... Yeah, it's just...
That's three wins and you're in the top half of the table.
Because I was just looking at Leicester, and it doesn't actually look like Leicester won that many games, but they're third.
Arsenal have three wins, they're fourth.
Yeah.
Weird how the game works.
I mean, it might be that, you know, it's very early stages. And maybe we're reading too much into the table. Given there's 2 points between...
No, I think seven games. That...
Sixth and
13th. No, Everton only have two more points than 19th place Newcastle United.
Yeah, but then they are only...
They're only 2 points of 10th place Man United.
Yeah, really.
Only 4 points off Spurs.
They could break the top four. They win their next two games.
No, but as, like, I feel like it's actually what often happens. It's normally by now you kind of know how well teams are going to do.
Maybe this time we don't.
I think.
Except Liverpool and Man City are going to do quite well.
Unless we're going to do better than expected. I think Watford are definitely going to be relegated.
Do you think?
Maybe.
I think that's it. Although they have won a game.
I can't see...
Could you see them getting in a new manager maybe at the right time?
Yeah, that is the thing.
Or they could get him in too early. They get the bounce, then they get the...
then you just bring another one
it's
in
like
after
double
Christmas.
Dip reception.
No, because there might not be enough time for the next one to bounce. So I think you're right, they're going to go down. Newcastle... will probably go down.
Yeah.
And Villa have spent too much money.
Yeah.
So, is Kevin De Bruyne the best crosser of the ball you've ever seen, Johnny?
I've ever seen. Yeah, why not? I mean, like, David Beckham's pretty damn good.
He gets quite a lot of power without swinging his foot that much.
As I feel like also, David Beckham, that was his whole thing, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Because De Bruyne's got...
I just kind of
want to other things.
Are you saying Kevin De Bruyne is better than David Beckham?
Well, that's what I don't want to say.
I think he's definitely better.
He's already got 8 assists.
Oh,
that's fine. I think he might be the best player in the league.
De Bruyne?
Yeah.
Only 8 million on Fantasy League, though. Maybe 9 million.
Well, I got him in the team. It's because he was injured at the
beginning. He won't be that now.
He was injured last year.
He's still 8 million.
Like 10 million.
I was going to wait for my transfer to build up and then sell him.
No, you should have bought him straight away.
Yeah,
that's
thanks,
what
mate.
I did. It's like Pookie, you should have bought him in the first year.
Did you buy him in the first year?
No, I didn't. Should have.
I got Tammy Abrahams before we went up big time.
Nice.
I got him the week before he
I'm definitely behind the curve.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I'm not changing any of my players.
I already used my wild card.
Move home.
Oh, I did it by accident. Is that the bench one?
No.
I used the bench one by accident.
Wild card's when you can use as many transfers as you want.
Yeah, I used the bench by accident.
Oh, the bench boost.
I got an extra 3 points. So that's it for the year.
I mean, I'm not going to get more than that anyway.
Also, if we're not doing this pod as regularly and we only get points every few weeks, you should just do triple captain on a week that we've got a quiz.
That's a good idea.
Ooh,
Real Madrid are losing to Club Brugge.
It's live in
2-0.
Oh man,
at home.
Oh, brilliant.
No, go on it.
No, I'm not going. We got stuff.
I want to see the names of these random Club Brugge.
We've got stuff to talk about, like Tottenham. I really wanted Tottenham because Tottenham. I wanted to talk about the end of Spurs, but they won at the weekend, which means we can't talk about.
Who did they beat?
They beat Southampton 2-1.
Lloris did a Lloris.
Serge Aurier got sent off. It's a classic.
Yeah, did a Serge Aurier.
He did a Serge Aurier.
And Kane did a Kane.
Kane looks back to his best, I'd say.
Pace
was a good goal.
It was a classic Kane. But Luke, trouble brewing at Tottenham?
I didn't see this match.
Doesn't matter.
I listened to some of it, I think.
You listened to it?
Did I?
Why would you listen and not watch?
I think I was in the car on the way to football.
Oh.
But maybe that's not right. Maybe in the car on the way back.
Wait!
Well, don't lie to us.
These are essential details.
Trouble brewing.
Hmm?
What do you mean trouble brewing is in like things are going to go bad soon?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just a constant brew?
At a nice simmer, you know? A simmer of trouble at Tottenham. I don't think it's going to come up into anything much much worse, but I don't know if it's going to get much better.
Is brew, like, on the scale from brew to simmer, what else is on that scale?
Because you brew a cup of tea, but if you were simmering,
you know you'd
very much have a lot of trouble.
Well, I guess, still, if you simmer something, it will eventually get cooked.
Yeah, but what's brewing?
I think you could brew a cup of tea with water that was simmering.
Yeah, but that would be a rapid brewing. Like, if it's, like, it's not brewing, it's just simmering. You're
but
like,
when you,
holy shit!
When you take the water out of the kettle, when you pour the water out for your tea, it's just boiled.
But it's not bubbling in your mug, it's simmering whilst it's brewing.
No, but it's
that's not
be,
what simmering
the water
doesn't...
has a very high heat capacity. I mean, it's not
I,
know, gonna be...
I was thinking.
Yeah, but simmering is higher
what
than
the
brewing.
Word brew means.
That's what I was trying to question. I was trying to question why brew and simmer on the same scale.
I think of. Okay, you can brew a cup of tea. You can also brew, like, a potion in a cauldron.
You can brew beer as well.
Iron brew?
Iron brew.
I was thinking it's like, yeah, I was kind of thinking brew, like, something wicked is brewing.
Brewha?
Yeah, yeah.
What's, like,
that's
broody?
Said, like,
is that,
a,
that something
like a,
else?
Brewha?
No, so you were thinking of a simmering cauldron.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess
the simmer might just be a stage of the brewing.
Brew dog?
Oh, right. Oh, brew so dog. It's... So, actually, everything
in conclusion,
is...
yes.
So, actually, all of it is part of the brewing process, but we're just
yeah,
at a simmering
we're in the
stage.
Simmering stage.
Right.
So, okay. It's going
to
go.
They brought it to the boil.
Yeah. And reduced the heat slightly.
Turn it down and simmering.
But they haven't, like, started, like, putting, like, the rat's tail and, like, the bat ears and stuff in.
No, they'll get to that later, yeah.
I'm trying to score Wolf the Alpine Klopp.
That's my Twitter handle.
The Alpine Klopp in trouble at Southampton?
Who?
Hasenhüttl.
I don't. I honestly couldn't tell you. Where are they in the league? And then I'll make a sweeping statement based on that. trouble brewing.
I don't know if there is trouble. That's just where that's the kind of team Southampton are.
I feel like the
and he's
nah,
quite good.
What the thing
is this Klopp man or is this?
Yeah, this is the Alpine Klopp.
This is Alpine Klopp.
There's like three Klopps,
mate. Yeah, but which Klopp is it?
This is the original OG
the thing
second
is,
Klopp.
I don't think the league tells you anything, but
ooh,
if I
Geraint
tell you,
Thomas
if I tell you the fixtures that they have gone through and their results,
you'd
be able to give me a more accurate answer as to whether
good.
The Alpine Klopp is.
Yeah, and we'll
I
say.
Think,
we'll
I
say,
think they're doing as expected.
Okay. Tell me when we've reached your conclusion.
Okay.
Southampton 1, Manchester United 1.
Mm.
I think they're above expected.
Fulham, this is the EFL Cup.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Brighton and home 0, Southampton 2.
See, they're doing
that's fine.
Southampton 1, Liverpool 2.
Fine.
That's fine.
Burnley 3, Southampton
0. First game of the season, doesn't count.
It's not the first game of the season.
It's 10th first
loss.
Yeah, it is the first game of the season. It goes from the bottom up. That's why I was confused.
Why is it going the bottom up?
Because that's what it always does.
It is weird.
So you need to get to the bottom.
Okay. They lost.
No,
they beat Sheffield United
1-0. That's
1-0.
A big result.
Huge.
I think they're actually fine. Like Bournemouth.
Good team.
Smash Portsmouth. That's a big game for them, isn't it?
Good day out.
But I guess the big question here is, are there three teams that are worse than them?
Yeah, I think there are. Like, I just think they're doing pretty solid.
I don't really know much about their team. Can we go through their lineup?
Let's do it. Already got sent off in the 31st minute for pulling somebody's shirt.
And Tottenham still won.
Oh, that's stupid.
Aurier's a hothead.
Hothead? I mean, is that okay, I understand. Yeah. He looks like
what time would you
use? Stupid.
No, because stupid feels a bit.
I guess. He's probably quite a clever guy. Okay. If you know any of these players...
Yeah, I know. Oh, Ward-Prowse is very good. Armstrong is good.
Yoshida is quite vintage.
Yoshida's quite good. Boufal's good. Bertrand's good. Hoiberg's good. Romeo's fine. Redmond's good. Danny Ings is shit.
That's what I think about that.
Buffal is good, isn't he?
Yeah, I think that whole team's actually pretty solid. They've
got a good
solid
bench,
yeah.
Long on the bench. Honestly, and
they're sorted.
That's all.
Armstrong's good. And Valerie and Lewis.
Okay, well, there were other games that took place, but is it time for the quiz?
Oh, yeah.
We bore ourselves to sleep with more Premier League. It wasn't the most exciting weekend. We haven't done a pod when Norwich beat Man City.
Oh, yeah, but what a day.
But I guess that's what happens when you don't regular pod.
And they said
they
lost to someone, didn't they?
Eh?
They lost to someone.
I think, yeah, Norwich lost, yeah.
Well, isn't every week just... Isn't this football? I've only actually got two questions.
Okay.
But there's a total of 7 points available in these two questions.
Whoa.
So...
Bloody hell. Okay.
Jasper's going down.
Let's do it.
All right.
Oh, that's a good point. We might... Jasper is going to get reeled in.
He's going to get caught up in this PhD thing.
Did I miss out on a quiz one?
No, we haven't done a pod in ages.
Okay, I just feel like I missed something.
Well, see, even if you did, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, that's just the game, Luke.
I actually don't think you did. I think I didn't do a quiz that week.
Oh, okay, good.
Maybe, I can't remember.
Is this the first quiz of the year?
No.
Second. We've only done like 3 pods.
Yeah.
We don't even give out. They don't even know.
Who don't even
The public know? Think we've only done 2.
Yeah, our last pod we didn't even release.
Didn't even record half of it.
No, we actually did record it. This got immediately deleted halfway through.
So sad.
Yeah. Okay,
alright. So David Silva this week became the fastest player to reach 200 Premier League wins in just 289 games.
I've seen this list, so but I don't know anything else.
Which is actually incredible that he's done it in 289 games. That's mental. But,
well done.
Yeah, round of applause for David.
You get a point for that.
David, if you're listening, congratulations, mate. Shout out to you and your family.
Tweet us.
Tweet us, David. Just you can say, thanks, mate, and we'll say no problem. Who were the 4 other players on that list?
No.
As in the 4 of the top 5.
So
how big's the list?
Well, there's 5.
So it is the top 5.
So,
wait, so is he in the top 5? Or is he the top
he's
ever?
1.
Right, he's the, top, the list is more than the top 1.
No, the list is the top 5, yeah. Okay. So there's 2.
Get to 200 wins.
The first 5 fastest players to reach 200 wins.
They just need
wins
to come into a team. Oh. Which was winning.
This is really hard.
Have any new signings just before they went on the Invincible.
That's only 200
wins.
They didn't
so
actually
many
win that many games in there. Well, they did win a lot, but not as many as like Liverpool and Man City last season.
And Aaron Mourinho
because they drew. They didn't like because when they had the Invincible season, they didn't like get like 90 points.
Also, 200 wins is like even if you won every game, that's
so many wins.
That's a lot.
Like 5
you actually have to have
wins
quite a few seasons
that's,
of success.
So it's basically who's been around for ages. This quiz is easy.
No, this is impossibly hard. Any
no, wait, just who's been around?
Gareth Barry. Yeah. I've only got 1, and I know it's not him.
How many do we need? 4.
Yeah, 4.
I can't even think of 4 players.
I've gone out on a limb. I really have.
Okay.
We need 4. I've got 4.
You got 4, Johnny. Absolute legend.
Hang on.
I had an attitude we need in this quiz.
Oh, yeah.
I've got, in the meantime, a bit of trivia.
No, yeah?
Which should count as a quiz question, because it's brilliant.
If it's good,
If everyone had to support their local team, which team would have the most supporters?
London.
FC London.
Absolutely top banter. it's quite different.
Yeah. Oxford United.
No.
Wait, some Birmingham team.
No, not Birmingham.
Man United.
Wait, so it's just everybody has to support the team that is closest to them.
Yeah, I would say it's probably in the Football League or something like that. I doubt like Tam United count.
Yeah.
Okay.
Burnley.
No. So, all right, do you want to know?
Yeah.
Do you want to have a guess? If you get it right, you get a point.
Oh my word.
Oh my god.
Nottingham Forest.
No, no. It's actually Arsenal.
Oh.
Boom.
Crazy.
Oh, London. Really?
Yeah.
For London.
Just for London.
That's a half point?
I think that's a half point.
I think you get the full point. You got the answer.
Oh, right. Nice.
Wow.
Congratulations, Johnny.
Wait, Johnny got a point?
Well, he got the answer right, didn't he?
Because he knew... he said the question, didn't he?
Well, no one else got it.
Yeah.
Wait, so if I come up with a question and none of you know the answer, I get a point when I say the answer?
No.
Why?
That would be cheating.
It's so stupid. What are you talking about? It's a quiz for a reason. All right, have you got your answers?
No.
I've only got three.
Okay, well, I'm going to start countdown.
No, please don't.
I think that's a lot more high pitched than it is when you're like, oh. All right.
It's quite a high pitch.
Do you want me to say the answers and then you guys
no,
do that?
No, go around. It's more fun when we go around.
Say things that we've written.
All right. Johnny.
Well, I went for Alan Shearer because he's always on every single list.
But they're scoring, but not winning, are they?
I know he won the league with Preston.
No.
Oh. Then I went for, these are kind of the same in a way, Frank Lampard and John Terry.
John Terry.
No!
I put Carrick because he's stuck around.
No.
Well, that's my four.
That's your four. All right, you got one. All right, Thomas.
Well, I've only put two down and one of them was Frank Lampard.
You've only put two down?
Yeah, yeah.
And the other one?
Rio Ferdinand.
No.
That's all I can think
of. Who have you got?
One of mine was Lampard.
Well, that's not
right. I've got Aguero.
No.
I've got Rooney.
No.
And I've got Henry.
No.
Well, okay. Well done, everyone.
Shall I read out the list?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
David Silva did it in 289. John Terry in 305.
Quite a long time.
Petr Cech in 310.
Ah.
Giggs in 315.
I was going to put Giggs.
And then you were really close with the Invincibles. Ashley Cole, 318.
And also played for Chelsea as well.
Well, exactly. Straight from Invincibles to Chelsea, didn't
you? Yeah. We hate Ashley
Cole. So that wasn't a good round for anybody, really.
Well,
Johnny got 2 points.
No, Johnny got... no, he got 1 point. 1 point in the last round.
And his bonus little...
No, that's the last round. That was previous question.
Old news, mate.
Can you name the Liverpool player who, when he has started in all of his games, since he's joined, Liverpool have never lost?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I think I can.
Incorrect.
Is it just someone who's joined late? They haven't really done a new signing.
Origi.
No. Keita.
Incorrect.
Oh. Close though.
Premier League games.
They've never lost.
Thing is, they haven't. Yes, they haven't really lost any.
Yeah,
games.
Because
it's just their new signing, isn't it?
Longest winning streak.
It's basically,
ever.
They can't.
It was either
going to
be Keita.
It's like, did he start against City?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Fun game. So, three players born after the Premier League had begun.
When's that? Like 90.
92.
Yeah, because Liverpool won it.
Good work, Lou. That's
so
a point.
So would be 27.
So three players born after the Premier League after the Peen began. Three players after the Peen began have scored hat tricks. Sorry, that's really badly worded.
Is this a question?
Three players before the Peen began have scored hat tricks.
I should just read directly from my notes. Three players. Only three players have scored. Only three players have scored hat. Only three players born after the Premier League began have scored hat tricks. Who are those three players?
I've got three.
Straight up.
This guy's a wizard.
You get a point.
Yes. The thing is, Well, 92 is quite a long time ago.
Don't give him any hints. Also, now if you don't get them all right, it's going to be really embarrassing.
It's always embarrassing.
Only three players have done it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think it might be these three.
Well, I mean, when was Kane born?
Well...
Johnny.
All right, I've got my three.
Luke, you got your three?
I've got two.
Well, I'm going to start a countdown.
I did hear you guys talk about Kane.
Has Rashford got a hat trick? He's definitely scored two.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny, give us your three.
Well, I got Son, Kane, and Sterling.
Kane and Sterling are right.
Has Son, is Son over 27?
Kane, Sterling, and Mane.
Kane and Sterling, right?
Mane's got the fastest ever hat trick, though.
It's not
yeah, is he really older than 27?
Maybe it was at the time of this thing I read.
Because I think Son's older than that.
Wait, no, but it won't have changed when he was born. It doesn't matter.
Oh, he is 27.
10th of April 1992!
Just before.
That was before.
Just before.
Yeah.
Can you look how old Son is?
Wait, hang on. No, when did the season start?
Oh, no, he was alive. He was alive when the Premier League season
started. He was alive
when
it started.
Yeah, he was.
September,
he was a few months old.
So I am incorrect.
How old is Salah?
Oh, yeah. So Luke?
Sterling, Kane and Lukaku.
Yeah, Luke! Oh, and you get an extra point for getting them all right.
Lukaku.
Really?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he
does. And now let's see who won the Fantasy League.
No.
Oh,
look,
excellent.
I would just like to say, disclaimer, to all those listening, I've been top of the Fantasy League
to
table.
To all of those listening.
I've been top of the table for the last month. At least.
So this
like
week,
a disclaimer.
And I haven't got any points.
The
for that.
Highest
this
scoring,
happened to me.
The highest scoring player was Luke Stamper with a mighty 72 points.
Oh,
that's
Luke,
incredible! Wow. Don't even tell them how much I got.
Luke and Jasper, which is actually Jasper, sorry, got 60 points. He comes second. J Doggy Dog with 59 points, and Thomas with a measly 44.
This is by far my worst week.
So that means Luke gets 3 points, Jasper gets 2 points.
How does he get any points? It's not fair. It's not here.
What?
I don't think he should get any.
I agree with that.
He's not
present on the pod.
It's kind of funny that Jasper gets the same amount of points as Thomas, even though he's not here.
No, that's not funny. That's not funny.
So I'll allow it. And that is my quiz for this week.
Wow, thanks very much.
I was going to do more questions,
but I
ran out of time.
Well.
Oh, do we want to hear how many points everyone has?
Oh, yeah, go on then. I can't believe that.
Jasper got 2 points. Thomas got 2 points. Luke got 8 points.
Fucking hell.
And Johnny got 5 points. So it is Jasper on 68, Thomas on 63, Luke on 56, and Johnny 1 point behind on 55.
It's close, lads.
We just keep going. It's not a new season.
Oh, wait, no. Johnny got 7 points.
Yeah, it's
not
Luke
5 points.
You.
Yeah, Johnny's actually it's a point ahead rather than a point behind.
It's not close at all.
Yeah, we just carried on from last season.
Oh, I was really.
Why don't
we
just
really
do, like, drop off
not,
the person at bottom?
Not being way behind.
And then do top 3 from
okay.
Now.
Yeah, there's a good number of questions.
Well, thanks very much for playing this episode of Otto's Quiz Time.
And for those playing along at home, tweet us if you got how many of the answers you got correct.
Of course.
Do you think Dan Silver knew the answer to that one?
I think I've got to head off now.
Okay, well, with that, Luke, I guess just like thanks very much, Luke Stamper.
Thanks very much, Luke Stamper.
Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye.
Good luck in your match. Are you playing?
I mean, we don't have to end the pod.
We've got so much more to talk about.
Okay. Yeah, no, that is true,
But that we also do need to cook dinner.
Yeah, okay. Also, it's the Adam Jamili's going for, this is the 200 metres final. Don't know.
I don't really.
Is he British?
You guys don't care about this kind of thing, do you? No, do you even know who won the 100 metres?
I don't know who did that.
Is it a woman or a man?
You don't even know. What?
Is it a woman or a man?
Christian Coleman won the 100 metres. American. 9.76.
I think athletics is fundamentally boring.
Yeah, it's just people running fast or doing stuff quickly.
Well, it's no like. Well, they weren't there, it's just he was faster.
Yeah. It's stupid. And all that doping stuff with that woman, Samaya. Caster Semenya.
Semenya.
Really made me pissed off as well.
Yeah.
So it's just a bit sad. It's a bit stupid. I'm trying to see who Real Madrid is still losing to now. It's great news. Should we try and move on with the week?
Uh-huh. Are we going to do predictions?
Have we done all the games? All the big games?
No, well, there's so many.
Oh, God. What games haven't we talked about? I mean, I don't really have anything to say about any of them. I guess Wolves beat... No, because Wolves, Watford are shit.
Chelsea.
Crystal Palace beat Norwich.
Yeah, it's nothing exciting.
Where are Crystal Palace in the league? Oh, ninth. They're ahead of Man United. Crystal Palace could be up in the...
No.
Oh, this was as it stood.
Oh. Well, that'll be similar, though. That's only last game.
See, I find it's just... Obviously, people are just getting on this Leicester hype a bit too much.
I don't know if...
Because Leicester are only 3 points ahead of Crystal Palace and Bournemouth. And 2 points ahead of West Ham.
Yeah, but they've looked solid.
They've just scored.
And yeah. And it's actually been consistent since Rodgers has taken over.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
But I also think it is heavily reliant on the rest of them being bad.
And they have got some... They've got Burnley, Southampton... Oh, that's
Burton.
That's in the cup. That doesn't matter. Yeah, they might do pretty well. They've got some easy games in than Arsenal. If they beat Arsenal, well, imagine if they beat Liverpool, that'd be...
They already lost to Liverpool, I think.
No.
Have they got them again?
No, they haven't.
Maybe they lost. They haven't played Liverpool then.
They haven't.
Are they playing them this weekend?
Yeah, this is a season defining moment for both teams, I'd say.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe we'll just do some predictions. Oh wait, who are Tottenham are playing Bayern Munich?
Tonight. Oh, are we predicting that one?
Well,
Where is it?
Tottenham. The Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Is it not? It's not called White Hart Lane.
No, it's sad.
Why don't they call it White Hart Lane?
I guess they think it's more, like, sellable. Because it's still on the same place.
That is silly. Does White Hart Lane have some, like, bad history?
No, I think they just think it's, like, international market. They can just say, come to Tottenham Hotspur
Stadium. That's a shame. Yeah, okay. Simulation?
Two Kane goals.
Oh.
But two all.
Two Kane goals continue. And an exit at the round of 16.
Well, so Jack. Two goals from Kane and two goals from
Coutinho.
He's on form.
He is on
form. Are we going to watch that one?
Well, I guess.
I don't think there's any other good ones.
Oh, that would be the game. That would be...
How are Real Madrid doing against Club Bruges?
It's still 2-0 to Club Bruges, but the second half's only just died. I mean, another game to watch could be Juventus Bayern Leverkusen.
Nah, that's...
It's always sad when they don't bother to give an article. You know, all these ones have articles about them.
That is sad.
But not Red Star Belgrade Olympiacos.
It's almost as if...
It's a shame for Red Star Belgrade. Huge Serbian team. Serbia? Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Tough place to go.
It's a tough place to go. Big tunnel.
Big
scary
tunnel. Really scary,
scary
tunnel.
Scary tunnel.
Scary tunnel.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever seen
that? You were the...
Yeah, you should watch it. You should watch...
Specifically Red Star Belgrade.
Yeah, mate. Watch this. We can get you a live reaction for the pod.
Jesus.
I like how they let them just have graffiti in there.
It's like you're going to war. I don't know if they let them. Like,
is that Brian Lee's just there?
It's like you're going to war.
Is this with a match going on?
Is this what?
The match is going
on. They're walking out to a match.
I think that would be quite cool though. You get pretty hyped.
You get pretty...
I'd shit my pants. I mean, that's why I'm not a professional footballer.
Well, that kind of... The gunshots would be kind of unknown.
Jesus Christ. Do you think it's massive pits?
No, surely not. I think because you're so used to in the Premier League, like
yeah,
the cushy,
yeah,
like...
That's true. It's the what is that?
What is that?
Don't know. Like little firecrackers.
What are the guns?
So we're not going under the pitch.
I feel like there must be a quicker route from the changer room to it.
No, you've got to protect the fans.
Protect the players.
That's what I mean, yeah.
And the
protect the fans from Harry Kane. This is why when Liverpool played them, they lost.
Jesus. And you can't find the
right. Come out to that.
They got a pirate flag.
That would make anyone shit their pants.
I would probably. They've just got a fire in the middle.
Before the eternal derby. What is the eternal derby? Split
versus Zagreb.
That is big.
No, that.
Wait, Split's Croatian.
Yeah, it's Croatia. Big derby.
That's the real.
There's the eternal derby, Serbia. That's Belgrade and Red Star Belgrade and Partizan.
Partizan Belgrade.
FK Partizan. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
But what were we predicting? We've done some predictions. Is there anything else to predict?
There's the weekend's Liverpool got Leicester the weekend.
Oh yeah, we were just talking about that. Big,
huge game.
Very massive.
Brendan returning.
Season defining.
Oh, yeah. Is it at Anfield?
Jermaine Genius says, but it said that Tottenham's 2-1 win against Southampton was a season defining moment.
Did he?
Yeah.
For who? For Southampton or
for Tottenham?
Yeah, potentially.
No, definitely not.
No.
I've already forgotten that result.
They've probably already forgotten it. I think probably they need. Oh, no, I thought that was madness. There's no good games this weekend.
What time are Liverpool playing? Are they. Oh, it's 3 o'clock. I can't use my Now TV.
Can you not?
No, because 3 o'clock games aren't on TV.
So you have to illegally watch it.
Legally. Yeah.
Go to
What's the Monday night game? What's the Monday night game?
There isn't.
Crap.
Not a good time to get a
Now TV. No, there are some good games.
It's a lot on
good
Sunday. That's a big Sunday.
Oh, you got Sheffield United, Arsenal. Like, oh,
Man United, Liverpool. That's why I got it. That's why. Oh, yeah, nice.
Wait, go up to this Sunday though. It's like 10 games.
Four
games.
And none of them good.
Man City Wolves could be alright.
You're clutching at straws, aren't you? When you're looking for Arsenal Bournemouth.
This is all I've got. Wait, so I've got Liverpool, Man United, that's good.
Early's BT.
Liverpool Spurs, that's why I did it.
Liverpool Man United and Liverpool Spurs.
Yeah. £9.99. Only at Now TV.
Well, yeah, luckily.
But that deal's gone.
It's not £33.99.
Use the promotion code in a play with bet to not get the promotion.
To miss out on that.
Yeah, I guess. Is there anything else to talk about? How are Barcelona doing? Do you want to check
really
up?
Bad.
Really bad.
Do you want to check up?
They lost.
I like how in the thing they have to put like Spanish La Liga.
Oh, is Madrid still top of the league?
That's for very recently.
I thought Atletico was.
Look at Granada.
Atleti.
I've been to Granada.
Oh, should we have a look at
it? It's a very nice place.
What's that team like?
Aziz.
I see. You can't even click on. You can click on some fixture. I'm just going to see if I recognise any of the names in their team. Nobody.
Coutinho.
Ramos.
Spanish name
Sanchez.
And Soldado on the bench. That must be the Soldado.
Must be
Roberto Soldado.
Oh, if you go over it, because their full name.
So is it Roberto Soldado?
Oh right, yeah.
Yes, it is.
He was shit though.
Former Tottenham flop.
Who does
my dad used to call him the Birdman.
Who does
the word
the Birdman? I think he had a nose a bit like a bee.
They did beat. Did Messi. Because Messi's now actually back. Cazorla. He scored a banger against them.
Trippi is still doing well for Atletico.
Is he?
Yeah, they love him. I mean, although.
Yeah, no, I think that's true.
They're not doing bad.
So, you know, Liverpool's game in the EFL Cup might be replayed because they fielded an ineligible player.
Oh, but is that like possibly? Because then.
I think they'll just get fired.
They could be kicked out. And then they went. Oh, this is like when some other team like fielded an ineligible player for four games.
Mm. Klopp was asked. Just got a fine. They had someone ask Klopp about it, and he said it would be disgusting.
Did you see this?
I think they just get fined.
Like, 200, but the Spanish Federation fines Barcelona 265.
Free. They fine them €300.
Pounds.
For what?
For like the way that they signed.
So people are actually wasting their time. It's just doing this.
They bought him for 200. I know they bought him for 120 million euros, and they got fined because apparently they should have paid 200 million euros.
And they only find that much?
And they find them 300 euros.
That kind of sounds so funny. Like something's gone wrong there.
Yeah, maybe they accidentally deleted some zeros.
Do you think it's the end of Messi? That's this.
No, he's just injured, isn't he?
That's hilarious.
Oh wow.
No.
Has the decline started? Oh, look at that graph.
Look
at this crowd.
The thing is, that is massively swayed by this season has only just begun.
Yeah, because actually, if you didn't just have this massive dip,
then it would be.
It wouldn't
fine.
Look that bad.
No, it's club goals by 30th of September.
Right. Yeah, but Messi's been injured.
Well, he's got zero goals because he hasn't played.
Is there a season that is as bad as this?
Well, he's been injured.
Look, because Ronaldo has scored. Ronaldo scored about the same as he did last season. Mm-hmm. And Messi's just been injured, and so then they've got this combined, which makes it look way worse. You could do a stats class on that graph right there.
Yeah, you
could.
Misleading.
Why don't you write an email to whoever's written this article?
That is misleading.
Yeah, if anyone who works for the BBC,
why don't you tweet
us?
Them? They probably have a Twitter account. Whoever this is,
this graph is misleading, sir.
See who it is.
Should we screenshot it?
What are those years where you had $20?
See who whoever wrote it. Yeah, make sure you get the little.
I don't know why I screenshotted that for you. So,
no, thank you. I just want to see who wrote it.
What's more crazy is the years he had over 20 goals by the 30th of September. That
Emlyn,
can't be right.
Emlyn Begley. I feel like Emlyn Begley kind of, like, trying to get their foot in the door.
Emlyn was a name.
Wait, he had more than 20?
Look at that. 2011, 2012.
That's combined.
Oh.
That's why it's
more misleading. Why is there combined goals? I don't know.
Because it's the end of Messi and Ronaldo.
Because Ronaldo hasn't changed. And Messi was injured.
If you look at that graph, though, the trend
is
downwards.
But that's combined. If you look at Messi, it like dips and then goes up, and then he's injured.
Also, Messi's trend is not. Yeah, Messi's trend has been back up.
Yeah. I would say Ronaldo's trend is down.
Yeah, Ronaldo, but he is.
But since like 2016.
Yeah, but nobody was talking about it. Yeah, that's since nobody's.
Been also, he didn't score for a while like last season, and then he scored tons.
That's because he doesn't play every game.
Yeah.
Anymore,
so this, so in conclusion.
Shall we say the URL for our listeners at home?
https://www.bbc.co.uk/www.bbc.co.uk/sport/football/498511148. I'll say that again. Yeah. And my number's 0783-721-3896. Send me a text if you want.
I think we should wrap this up because we've got.
What do you mean? Do you think we're scraping the barrel?
No, we haven't done any gossip, but.
What do you mean? Is there any gossip?
I already said that Leicester player might go to Man City in
is that gossip? Oh, it's 2-1 now. Who scored?
Ronaldo. Oh, he doesn't play for two anymore.
Sergio Ramos.
That's it.
Almost the same.
Captain to the rescue, but was he offside? Oh, yeah, we haven't talked about VAR.
I think it's a good thing.
Oh, apparently it's been offside, but VAR's allowed it.
I thought the offside was the one thing they didn't do the clear and obvious.
Do they have?
Should we get a live reaction?
The thing is,
we can get a live.
No fouls have been overturned. No penalty decisions have been overturned.
Yeah, but I kind of agree with that as an approach if you are going to use it.
But then why overturn an offside that's a millimetre
offside? Yeah, and also I do think there's this weird thing where people are like, oh, it's subjective, meaning like if there could possibly be any other opinion about it, when actually it's like that doesn't mean something can still be technically subjective and obvious.
I'm fully, cricket has fully taken me over to the appeal system. Oh, we would have talked about this.
No, it wouldn't work, because every goal would be appealed.
No, you only have one a game.
Yeah, but goals are more important in cricket than wickets are.
Well, in football.
But if you just have one appeal a game, you just save it for like the absolute howlers that you're 100% sure are wrong.
No, but you wouldn't though. But well, obviously, that's your own fault.
If it was
you have won a game, but yeah. what if you lose
one is
it?
Harsh.
One is harsh. But then two is way too many because
one,
use it every time.
Because one, you just use it when you know you're
well,
right.
Well, I kind of think they're all right using it for Howard at the moment. But then, and then they should start. It's just weird because they don't for offside.
I just think it's they should have. Why not have a system with offside where you have umpires call?
Well, yeah, they could.
Yeah.
Also,
why not? If it's in a certain area of uncertainty, because the thing is, the camera's not going to be 100% accurate.
Also, I hate that they need to re-understand what subjective actually means.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's just stupid. Like they get blatant fouls, and they're like, "Oh, but Clive down the road thought it wasn't, so therefore it's subjective. So we're not going
to."
But
whenever you listen to like the BT Sport referee. And they say to him, that was a blatant foul, wasn't it? And he always says, nope, subjective, won't be overturned.
But that's what I mean. That's like, that doesn't matter. Like, those things are subjective, but you can still be wrong. But anyway.
Why don't they just go to a quick Twitter poll?
Well, yeah, just get the audience. People are saying, you know, the audience has been left out
Of our podcast. Have people been complaining?
And our podcast.
So you just go to a live Twitter poll?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of think that at least the...
Because then Liverpool should win every bloody poll.
No, they would probably win.
And I don't like them calling everything up. So don't mind the reputation, there has to be a big error for it to change.
Oh, this thing isn't loading.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I don't know. I'm trying to...
Because like that Arsenal goal was a pretty...
I don't think you want appeals.
Well, that one, the assistant ref in that instance...
That was a shocker.
But he flagged, so he... Because they're told to only flag when you're 100% sure.
Yeah.
So he was 100% sure and he was so wrong.
Yeah.
So
he must have just not seen that defender.
No, he was literally right in front of him.
That was one of those hard ones where they're both running the other way. He was like two yards
onside and like... He just wasn't paying attention.
When you pause it...
But that is VAR in... Yeah,
that was good VAR.
That was good VAR.
But that's because he was like 2 yards offside. I feel like that's what it's for.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. That's why it's fine and they haven't overturned a penalty, I think. It's just weird because they've done all these offsides.
There have been clear penalties that haven't been overturned.
Well, Liverpool, yeah, that's bad.
There was a lot that weekend as well.
Yeah.
I don't know about appeals, though. I don't know what the point is in appeals.
I don't think appeals.
I like appeals.
I think
what would you appeal for?
When would you appeal?
Like, if Aubameyang's goal got given offside, you would appeal for that. If, like, when, like, Salah... Or when, like... Because when, like, that one where Liverpool were given a penalty, but didn't get a penalty.
Wait, so you could just appeal at any time in the game, I think this happened?
Yeah, but you'd only get one, and if it was wrong, then you'd just lose it.
But then there'd all be these bollocks subjective decisions again. It just wouldn't work.
No, but if it's an appeal...
Well, then you could take longer, couldn't you?
Yeah, because you could be like, if there's only one check per game for each team...
What I also understand is, why doesn't the referee go and look at the screen more?
Because everyone's complained about how long it is.
It's
going to
be clear and obvious.
That's why the appeal is better, because it's not like... It's just like, this one... It's not like, VAR's checking this. It's just like, one time, VAR's going to check it, and we're going to see how it goes.
Yeah, but what if you get a subjective decision there? Like you do every week on BT Sport?
But then the ref can make the subjective decision.
Oh, the ref makes it.
Because then the ref... They can be like, this is the appeal. The ref goes over to the screen, and then they re-watch it, and they make
it. Or even the video ref. I don't see why it has to be the same guy.
I think you'd increase the controversy, because if you had only one appeal, it's like a big deal.
Yeah.
And the referee doesn't overturn what everyone thinks is a subjective decision, it's going to be like, that's going to be even worse than normal. Because you only got one appeal. That would be awful.
But you keep your appeal if it's right.
No, but if the referee makes the quote-unquote wrong decision.
But you can't make a wrong decision.
I'm saying, like, you know the VAR thing the other day, if the referee takes a look at that and decides, no, I don't think that is a penalty.
Yeah, but that's just another howler, isn't it?
But then they've got like four blokes or whatever they are looking at that screen.
I know, but that's why they've got the idea of subjective wrong. They think it's like, oh, if anyone could possibly not have this opinion, then we can't make an opinion.
Wait, see, all of those people who are in the VAR room, they could think it was a penalty, but they wouldn't overturn it.
I think at the moment it looks like that's what they're going for. They're not.
So
like,
you could have. So basically,
they could
you've
all
got a
agree.
Panel of like five referees.
Yeah, and they could all
could
agree.
Be four to one.
Like, could you possibly imagine thinking that was a penalty? But yeah, it seems stupid.
Is that really how it works?
Well, only because of the way they keep bringing up the subjective thing.
This is nothing's working. Let's go on Twitter.
All right, shall we end the pod?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll put the. I suppose we can end it.
What do I need to press?
Yeah, just basically.